Is daf pe aleph from the very top line. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rav, lo shano el beir, lo shano the halacha of one woman and two men that's permitted is only in the city where the other people who are around. Aval bederech, if they're traveling along the way where nobody's around, so then it's aser, ad sheyehu ashlosha, you need three people, three men and one woman, like we said yesterday. Maybe one of them is going to need to go to the bathroom. If there are only two men and one woman, one guy goes off to go to the bathroom, so now you have yichud of one man, one woman. Now that's true, if even though they're not in the house, they're bederech, they're wide open. But if a person's traveling and then no one's around, that has the same din as yichud. It's very true, a person driving at night to certain roads, going on a date, or no one's around. The halacha is at nighttime, the halacha is applied yichud as well. So you need three men in that situation when you're traveling bederech. Gemara says, "Name a Messiah. Maybe this should support the be supported by the following: Mosim lo shnei tamidi chachamim. The case of Sota, which we discussed also yesterday, when you're bringing the Sota and his wife, her husband, up to Beis Hamikdash, you need to give them two tamidi chachamim." Says the Gemara, "Why? Shemi yavol lebederach. Perhaps he's going to have relations with her along the way, and that's going to forbid or really destroy the entire Sota process from happening." Why? Treviyu, that's two, and the husband himself, Hatzlasa. So you see, Baderech, you need three men. Under that, there would be Aser. Mara says, not because of Yehud purposes. The reason why we have two is, Hasim Kiecha Dinave Al Hesade, they have to serve as Edim. You need two Edim. So they see what's going on with the husband and the wife, they could testify as to what's going on. That's why you need two. But for Lachas of Yehud, maybe you only needed two men total, the husband plus a Tam Lachachim. Gemara says, Rav Rav Yehuda. The next series of Gemara is going to be interesting stories. So Gemara says, Rav Rav Yehuda Havakazli Ba'orcha. They were once traveling on the Derech. Havakazli Ha'i Itza Kamayo. There's a woman who started walking in front of them. So Amar Rav Rav Yehuda. He says to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karecha Mikami Gehenim. Let's run quickly. Let's move out of here so we don't fall to Gehenim. Because he was concerned they were Baderech. Two men. And now there's a woman that's in Isser of Yichud on the Derech. So Amar Lei, so he says, V'hamar hu damar b'ksherim shapir dami. But aren't you the one who says, with ksherim it's permitted? I guess they weren't b'derech then. Must be they were in the city. They point out where this is, derech. But yeah, so then even b'ksherim it should be aser then. Mm-hmm. We said anyone, even two tami chachamim would be aser. So I'm not sure. Never thought about this before until now.
It doesn't have to be you're with them, not like they're just passing by.
No, I guess once they're in proximity of you, that would be an Isser of Yichud already. Okay, either way, the halachas of I guess, the chumras of derech, that you need three, is only when they're prutzim. But we said in general, no matter where you are, you can never have Yichud with one woman. So I'm not entirely sure the question now that I'm saying this. But either way, so doesn't the halacha... Aren't we k'sherim, and therefore there's no iser involved? The Gemara says, no, amalei mi yemar, the b'ksherim kagon ana, and that? What's the standard? How do you define a kasher? Does kasher mean me and you? No, it doesn't mean me and you. We don't qualify as k'sherim, we're prutzim. Ela kagon mai, who are the examples of k'sherim? Kagon Rabbi Chanin, the Rappapi, the Chaverov. And Rashi says, who is Chaverov? That's Rabbi Tzadok, of kind of. These are real kasher people. Not like Rav and Rabbi Huda, who are also, of course, very kasher. They weren't stam people. There's humility, they're saying. Brought down the halacha, who's considered ksherim, who's considered a prutim. They brought down the halachas, the Ran and others, brought down Shulchan Aruch. So do we assume everybody's actually kasher, unless we know otherwise? Or do we assume everybody is a paritz, unless we know otherwise? So it sounds like from this Gemara that we assume everybody's a paritz, even Rav Rav Yehuda prutim, unless you've hit the status of being like Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, and his Chaverov. Gemara says, Amar Rav, Malkin al Yichud vein Osin al Yichud. If people are found to be Yichud with each other, we give them lashes, but we don't say that they are usher to each other. And Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi says, Lo Amar Ela Biyichud, Penuya. That's only when it comes to Penuya. Aval Biyichud, Deishis Ish, Lo. We don't even give lashes if a man is Biyichud with a married woman. We don't even give lashes. Shlo Tape Motzi Laza Baneb. We don't know what happened. It's possible nothing happened. So we don't want to start saying that this woman is an adulterator and therefore all her children are mamzerim. If we give lashes, people are going to start saying, oh, she must be an eshedish with other men and her children are mamzerim. So we don't even give lashes in that case. So Marzucha, Malki, Machris. Marzucha would actually give lashes if he found the case where an eshedish was b'yichud with another man, he would give lashes, but he'd be machras and say, I'm only giving lashes, but she's not going to be usher to her husband. I'm giving her lashes for yichud, not for bia. We don't know what happened. Lashes for yichud. And this way he gets around the problem of people saying that her children are mamzerim. So amalei Rav Nachman mi parhatia l'Rav Ashi mar nami lukev lichris. So Rav Ashi, why don't you also do the same thing? Rav Ashi says we only give lashes to Pnuya because there's no children, there's no chashash. But in Eish Ish, we don't even give lashes. So Rav Ashi, why don't you do the same Eitzah? Give lashes to an Eish Ish, but announce at the same time that her children are not Mamzerim. We don't know that she had Bia. So Rav Ashi's response is, Amarlei Ika Deshami Baha, Lo Shami Baha. People heard the lashes part, but they didn't hear like the qualification of, oh, she wasn't, there was no Tashmish there. And people are going to start going around saying that her children are Mamzerim. Amar Rav, Rav says, Malkin al lo tov hashmua. A person receives lashes for a bad rumor going around about him. Shinemar, even though we don't even know it's for sure. Shinemar, the Patuk says, al bonai, al lashon al is no, it's a lav. Al bonai ki lo tov hashmua. There's al, there's a lav, there's lashes given. Every lav in the Torah gets lashes, unless another punishment is specified. They get lashes for a lo tov shmua, for a, what we would call a shmua ra, a bad rumor. Marzucha mosiv la afsera akasve. In such a situation, Marzucha would take a muzzle and place it on the shoulders of such a person who the bad rumors were going around. Umakrilei albanai, and he would call out, as he would give him lashes, he would call out the pasuk, albanai, albanai, albanai. This is what you get for a bad rumors going around you. I'm not sure what qualifies as a bad rumor. Let's see what Rashi points out. Rashi just says simply that someone who are speaking about veros, that he was doing a veros, we give him lashes.
Yeah,
Okay, so those are the rumors that are going around. Which is interesting, just simply by rumors, without even any aedis or evidence.
Very
hard, and this happens along, you know. The Gemara says elsewhere, though. I don't want to say it, actually, forget it. The Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, by Levi'ir, one of the very important heterim for Yichud, not that we're looking for heterim, but one of the important heterim, because it cuts into a lot of issues otherwise. Baila Be'ir ain choshen mishum yichud. If the husband is in the same city, so then there's no problem of the yichud of the wife being in the yichud with somebody else with another man. It's completely permitted.
Maybe.
And
they're in the house and he's in the city.
Yeah, in the city. No, in the same the city. Same, not in New York City. Same city.
He can come any time to the house.
What?
He can come in any time to the house. I mean, she doesn't know when
it's coming. You look at Rashi. Rashi explains the svar for this. Rashi says, Baila Be'ir ain choshen la mishum yichud lehalkos. She doesn't get lashes. She's concerned that any given second he could walk in the door, so nothing will take place. So if they're in Woodmere, she's home in Woodmere with a guy, a plumber, let's say, and the husband's working on Cedars Avenue or Central Avenue, so then there's no Isser at all, because he's in the same city, she's scared he could come walk in any second.
Now,
right, no, so, right. So no, there's a big shot, that happened to be a big shot, how do you define borders of cities?
Yeah.
Well, New York City,
no,
Far Rockaway and Manhattan, you could take an hour and a half sometimes to get from one to the next. Is it, you know, borders or is it proximity?
Right.
So it's Machlok is exactly why Baila Be'ir is a heter. But if it's within proximity that he can walk in, he's 5-10 minutes away, might be a heter there. Okay. Gvar says now another heter. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Pesach Pasuach L'Shus Rabim. If there's an opening, the door is wide open to the Rishus Rabim. Ein Choshishin Mishim Yichud. So if they're standing at home, let's say, by the window or the front door where people pass by in Woodmere Boulevard or Broadway or something, so then that's Pesach Pasuach. But to say I'm in the house with someone else and my window's open in the front, but you're upstairs in the back room, that doesn't count. It has to be where the people are positioned, where people could walk by and see inside the house. Also, it should be noted nowadays with windows, so during the daytime, oftentimes you can't see inside a house during the daytime because the sun reflects off the light, so you can't see, even though you could see outside very well, you can't see inside, so that doesn't necessarily work as Pesach Pasuach Rishus Rabim. Nighttime's a diff. Nighttime, harder to see outside. If your lights are inside the house, you can't see outside as well, but people could see directly inside your house if your lights are on. So that also has to be taken into consideration, all these different halachas. Okay. Mara says, by the way, there's an interesting diak that Tosis points out. When it says, Baila Be'ir ain choshen mishim yichud, when the husband's in the same city, Rashi says you don't get malchus for this. But Tosis says that implies there's still an isser.
Yes, yeah.
There's still an isser involved, you just don't get malchus. And Tosis argues and says, no, it's mashma, that it's completely permitted, and that's why he's confident that it is permitted if Baila Be'ir. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bibi, clearly Rabbi Rav Yosef, he once visited the house of Yosef's Basid, the Karech Rifs, after they had the meal. Amalush, he went up to the, they stayed in the attic. So he says to Rav Yosef, Shaklu Darga Mitosi Bivi, please remove the ladder. They used to get ladders. Take, you know, remove the ladder. This way I can't come down from the attic down to your house, to your level, in the middle of the light. So why? V'hama Rabba Baila Bir in Choshin Mishim Yichud. But if the husband's in the city, there's no concern of Yichud. So I guess the situation must have been where Rav Bibi was in the house of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was going out to the Beis Medrash. Rav Yosef's wife was home. So there shouldn't be chashash because Rav Yosef was in the same city. So no chashash. So the Gemara says, but shiny Rav Bibi, they show shvinase have the guy say bay. Interesting idea. This Rav Bibi was a chashav individual. But look what it says. Show shvin say balis brislo. He was had a strong taiva. He had a strong taiva. He didn't trust himself. So since he didn't trust himself, he was guy say bay. He was comfortable with the wife of Rav Yosef, and therefore he wouldn't rely on such a heter of baila beer. Which, by the way, is very, very important for certain people. But just because by the beer, if you know a certain person, you can't trust, you can't rely on this heter per se. Okay. Amarav Kana, Rav Kana says, Anashim mi b'chutz v'anashim mi b'fnim. Let's say the men are on the outside and women are the inside of a building. Ein choshishim mishim yichud. Not concerned of yichud that, you know, one man's going to trickle inside to the inside party of the women. That's not going to happen. Let's say men are in the inside, to women on the outside, then we are choshish mishim yichud. It's possible the man is going to have to leave at some point from the hall, so he might go to the outside.
I think plural because the case is usually the wrong. It's one person and one person.
No. The concern is that one man from the crowd will end up in the, will enter the group, the women's side.
But and that would be an issue. If there is three women, there's no problem. It's only if there's two women.
No, we said two. We never had a limit for women.
Oh, there is no limit.
Two, three, could be 50, 2,500.
Yeah.
All of them.
Ah, no matter.
Yeah. No matter, exactly.
So what is the judge in the show? The kiddush.
Kiddush. All right, we'll see some issues in Mechitza stuff.
No,
there.
That's not a problem of Yichud, because there's many men also.
Right, we're talking about where it's
one.
Exactly.
One
it's closed off. Woman. If you go to Chassidish Hall, where Chassidish Hall is mamish different rooms.
Yeah.
Different rooms. So a man goes into the woman's side, that would be perhaps an Issa Vichud, what it's talking about. One man and only women.
Instrumentals.
Right. The Gemara says, the Brisa says the opposite way, that Amar Abai says, Hash, so meaning when the women are on the inside and men are the outside, that's when it's a problem, but vice versa, it isn't a problem. Either way, Amar Abai says, Hash, Amar Rav Hakana Hachi, the Tana Masisa Ipcha, since we have one statement saying one way, Bryce is saying the other way, Navid Lechumer, we should be Machmir and not allow for such situations of men and women in separate rooms, even adjacent to each other, which is a tremendous Chumra. Without getting involved in the Halach Lamaisa, the Gemara suggests something very interesting here, that Abaye Dyer Gulfe, he would align the Mechitza with Gulfi. What's Gulfi? So Rashi explains Gulfi, are Makam Kvutas Hanashim, Venashim, Ola Joshua L'chuppah, that happens at a wedding or a shir, Hayim Asadar Kan Kanim Shel Cheres Harbe Beinem, he places these different, bottles of earthenware, and Shim Yavu Zay Tazay, Yikashku Visham Makal. People are here, the guy trying to sneak over to the other side, he'll make a little alarm, right? A little alarm. That's what they would do. Rava Dyer Kana, he would set up little reeds along the way. And also you would hear the noise that people would pass through. So the question is, if our mechitzas are walls, so there's no way to pass through, but you can still go around it. So maybe you should have some bells hanging from each side. The Gemara says that. Fight it. The Gemara says, Rava Amar Ba'abin. Abin says, Sakva Dishasa Rigla. The worst part of the year, the most vulnerable time for any of Erva is the regel, the time of the regel. And that's what you have to be most careful for. So you look at Tosas rights on the bottom. You look at Tosas Sakva the Shasa Ragla. Perish Riua Shal Yimos Hashana. The worst, most vulnerable time of the year. Liyichud Laveira. Kolomar Yimos Haregel. Sheish Kvutas Hanashim Hanashim Lishmal Joshua. Everybody comes here. The Shabbos Agadol Joshua. Or the Shabbos Shuva Joshua. People start hanging out with each other. That's a problem. Now we're not answering it. We're not answering. We're saying it's that. So we have to be careful. But Nosin Ayin Zel. They start looking at each other. It's Bahab. In many base yeshivas, they have such a Bahab. Most shuls don't have that anymore. But the Thursday, Monday afterwards, they would fast. Why? Because all the different things, the preachers that would go on during the regal. So they're not saying it's us to do these things. It's okay for the women. You have to just be very, very careful and have the proper gedarim set up.
The most kaddish at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Mar now says, Hanach Shvuyasa, certain captives, Dasi Naharda, that had been redeemed and brought back to Naharda. Askinu lebe Rav Amran Chasida. They were brought to the house of Rav Amran Chasida. His name is very chashuv. Rav Amran Chasida wasn't some person. Not many people get the name of Chasida. Ashkelu adarga mikamayu behadei dekal chalfa. So they would stay up in the attic of Rav Amran's house. And he would take the ladder where this way there'd be no back and forth. He didn't want to have anything to do with them. He wanted to help these girls out. They were homeless or whatever the case was. But he removed the ladder so they couldn't come down. He couldn't go up.
We read it before.
We have? No, similar case. This is different.
This is different. This is better.
So the Gemara says, Bahadi de Kakalfa Chadim Minayu, Nafa Nuhura Bifume. As he was passing by, there was an opening in the attic. That's how they put the ladder. And there was a fire that was lit in the attic, and they saw her face. And what happened was, he got excited. And Shakli Rav Amran Ladarga, he took a ladder, staircase, to Lahava Yicholna Be'asara Limidle, that even 10 people couldn't hold. And Dali Lechudei, he himself took the ladder. That's how strong his Yetzirah was. He wanted to get upstairs to the girl. And Salik Balzi started to go up the ladder. Kimata Ladarga, Lepalga Darga, when he got halfway up the ladder, if Sheikh Ramakal, he couldn't control himself, he held on to the ladder tightly. And Ramakal, he let out a voice, and Nura Be'amram, there's a fire in the house of Beit Amram. That wasn't a fire, it was a candle that she was lit. It wasn't like a real fire that the house was burning. So there's a fire in Beit Amram. Asir Abanam, the Abanam came, and his Tamidim came, they heard, the neighbors came in, Amrle, Ksifasin, you're embarrassing us. Nothing's going on here. What are you talking about? That Rav Amram was going to be involved with some Averas here. So Amr Lahu, so he says back to them, Mutav Tichas Vubi Be'amram Ba'al Mahadain. Better that the house of Amram gets embarrassed Ba'al Mahadain in this world. Lo Tichas Vumine La'al Mahadasi, and I don't get embarrassed Al Mahaba, I don't want to violate the Avera. So he was willing to take the hit for the team and be embarrassed publicly to avoid an Avera. Listen, he was acknowledging the fact that he's human, he's a man, he's a taiva, like anybody else, even though he's Rav Amran Chasida, and that's the fact of life. So he's willing to be embarrassed and to save himself.
He was able to be Kayush Itzra.
Yeah, exactly. He's able to, but with help only.
The fire was him. That's what they said.
Exactly. That's what Rashi, I think, points this out, maybe. Rashi says.
No, he just purposely.
Oh, the Gemara is going to say this.
Fired for people to come.
No,
right. He was Bamash. No, but it's saying deeper. Look what it says, the continuation.
Double Hashem. Yeah.
The Gemara says, Ishbai, he took a shvua, the Yanfik Minei, that the Yetar should leave his body, and Nafik Minei. And Ki Amud Denur, it came out like a pillar of fire. That's what he's referring to. The Yetzer Hara is like an Esh. Particularly, they write the Esh of Taiva. Amarle Chazadas Nura. So now he said, he looked at the Yetzer Hara in the eyes. He said, look, you're a fire, and Vana Bisha, I'm flesh. Vana Difa Minech, I'm better, I'm greater than you are. Rabbi Meir, have a mislotes Bovri Avera. Meir would laugh at those people who would constantly violate Averas. He says, what's the big deal? Can you have a little bit of self control? Yom Echad, the one day, Idmele Satan kisses her. The Satan appeared to him as a woman. Bahach Gisa Danara, on the other side of the river. Lahava Mibra, there was no bridge to get across. Nakin Mitzah, he took like a rope, and the Kavar made a little branch. Mitzah, I forget, means a rope or a branch, a small bridge, I think. He built a small bridge for himself. The Kavar started going across the bridge to find the woman. Kimate Palga Mitzah, when he goes halfway through the bridge, Shavke, the woman disappeared. She vanished. Amr and the Satan said, Ilav de Kamachris Birkiah, had they not announced for you in the Shemaim, his Haru Birevi Meir, Terasso Shivasi the Damech, Terasso, be careful, don't contend Rebbe Meir and his Torah. I had not heard that announcement in Shemaim, Shavyasi the Damech, Tarsi Mai, I would have made you your blood into Tumon, I would have had you crumble in a second. But since in Rakia they announced what a great God we were, I had to step away. We see from all these Gemaras, though, that we see that even the Gedolim had Yetzirahs.
The human.
What was
it? Rabbi Akiva.
You see that Afapichin, you could order the godless and still be human.
Yeah.
Have a type of like a.
I said most of what we yeah. say.
What were you saying?
Yeah. And that's you know, that's why Gedolim, they don't look at women. Why not? You would think that there's no Yetzirah. Let them look at women. What's the big deal? So even Gedolim can't look at women because they have a Yetzirah like anybody else has. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva also, Rabbi Kiva, have a mislotes b'ovri avera. He's also make fun of people who had no self-control. Yom Echad, the one day, idme le satan kisa. Satan appeared like a woman. Bereish dikla, and she was on top of a date tree. Nakte le dikla, v'kasalek vazik, he started to climb the tree to get to her. Kimata le palga de dikla, when he got halfway up the tree. Shavke, the woman vanished, she appeared back as the satan, whatever that means. And Amar and the Satan said, Ilav de Mechazi Birkiya de Hizaru Rabbi Kiva Vitarasso. Again, had they not announced in Shemaim that be careful, stay away from Rabbi Kiva and his Torah, and then Shavyasu Ladame Tarte May, I would have also made you into 200 ma.
So the aim helps.
Two ma. Yeah, they've helped. Yeah. In a chanam. The Gemara and Sotah says the greater you are, the greater the Yetzirah is. At the same time, the greater you are, you also have the support from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Plimo, have a regular lemeimar kol yama. Plimi, every single day, he would say the following. Gira be'enei ad the satan. Let the arrows hit the eyes of the satan. Try to attack, to destroy the satan. So yom achad, the satan had enough one day. The yom achad, the mali yom of the kippur, was every yom kippur. Have id me'leiv ki'aniya. The satan appeared like an ani. And also, kara baba, he came and started knocking on the door of Plimo. Apikalei rifsa, he says, bring me, they brought him some bread. So amale yom ki'aniya kuyama gave. Today, everybody's inside eating. Vana Abrai, you're going to leave me outside? That's not nice. So Aili, they brought him inside. Vikarvele Rifter, and they brought him some bread inside the house. Armele Yoma Kiayna, a day that Kuliyama Atacha, everyone's sitting around the table. Vana Luchudai, I'm sitting by myself in the room here. So Asya Usfei Atacha, they brought him to the table with the rest of the family, having their the Sudum of Sekes, Erev Yom Kippur. Havayasim Mali Nafshe Shich, and he was sitting there with filled with boils and pimples and stuff. The Kibbe Alayo. And he was like busy squeezing out the pimples, and all the pus was coming out. Very disgusting. Vavakavid bay mila demeis. They started to get grossed out by what was going on. This ani at their table. So they said to him, now tiv shapir. So they said, please sit the kahukan. Please sit like a mensch. Stop pimping, popping your zits in front of us. It's disgusting. So he says to them, havli kasa. Please give me a cup. Yavli kasa. They brought him a cup. Achmar. They brought an achmar, a type of cup. I don't know what material that is. Does it say what type of material?
No,
okay. I don't know. Achmar means v'shade be'kicha. He started to, I guess, remove all the pus in that cup. So he didn't listen to them. So achmar shade be'kicha, nachurbe saka ume. So nachurbe, they started to garubo. They would reprimand him, and he died. He was insulted, and he couldn't handle it. So the satan died. Shamu to have a kamri, the people started saying, Plimi kato gavra, Plimi kato gavra, Plimi killed somebody. This is all the satan, this is happening. Arik, he ran away, Plimi ran away. Arik with Tashu Benafshi Bebes Kisa, he ran to the bathroom to hide. Also Basre, the satan chased after him. Nafal Kame, and he fell in front of Plimi. Kitachazu to have a mitzvah, Gali Nafshe, so he died again. He ran after Plimi and dropped dead again in front of Plimi in the base of Kisa. When the satan finally saw Kichazye, when he saw Dehavi Mitzar, that Plimi was going through so much sorrows, he was so nervous what was going on here, Galilei Nafshe, he revealed himself that he was a satan. He took off his mask. So Amrlei, my time, Amishachi, so why do you say, throw the arrows in my eyes? Elahechi Aimi, what should I say? I want to be protected from you. You're trying to destroy me. I want to be protected. So he says, Ema Amrlei, say, Lema Marachmana Nigar Be Hasatan Le, Davin Tashem, that Hashem should be Gorami. But not to shoot arrows in my eyes. That's a little bit too much for me, all right? So that was what he said. Okay, fine. Okay. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, have a Ragil Koidin, to have a Nafal Ape. Whenever Rav Ashi would fall on his face, or Rav Chiya rather, when he would do Tachman, I guess, he would say, Havi Amay, he would say as follows, Harachaman, Yatzi Leinu Yetzahara, save me from the Yetzahara, which of course is the same thing as the Satan, the Gemara tells us.
The Gemara says that the whole idea behind it is that Plimi thought that he was strong enough to fight the Satan, uh-huh. So that's why he was directly shooting uh-huh. at him. But the Satan said, listen, if I want, I can destroy you. The only way you can get through this is asking uh-huh. Hashem that should.
Ah, uh-huh. You need to be mashpa yourself, tell Kadosh Baruch Hu. Very good. Okay, Rabbi Chiya would daven every single day. Harachaman yatzilinu mi'itzahara. Yom b'chad, the one day, Shemai sina devesa. His wife heard. Amr michti, hakama shani de parish le minayu. My time akamir hachi. How many years have we separated from each other? You have no yitzahara anymore. So if you have no yitzahara, why are you davening to be protected from the yitzahara? I mean, what's going on here? If you separated from me, so what else are you doing on the side? So he says, my time akamir hachi. So, yom b'chad, one day, Hava Kagaris begins that he was learning in the garden. Kashe Nafshe, his wife adorned herself and wanted to see whether he really had a healthy Yetzihara. If he is davening for the Yetzihara, must be that he has a healthy Yetzihara. Chalfa Vatanya Kame, she passed in front of him, went again in front of him. Amrlei, so he says to her, Man, who are you? Amr Ana Charusa, I'm the Charusa. Charusa, Rashi says, was a well-known zoner in the town. Dehaji Miyoma Tava, came back. So Tava Amrlei, Aisi Neli Lach Romani Derish. Duresh Tzotzisa, please grab that, a rimon, I guess, the pomegranate that's at the top of that tree, please bring it down for me. Also, Shavar V'Asil, Asinahele, so he brought down that rimon. So we see he's a weak individual, he's very old, but at the same time, he was able to climb the tree to get that rimon. So we see the Yetzirah was a healthy Yetzirah. So kiyasa lebesa, when he went home, havakas shagra debesa tanur, he lit the fire in his oven, and salik v'kiyasa begava, he entered, he sat inside the oven while it was on. So his wife comes home, amrlay, my hi, what are you doing sitting in the oven? So amrlay, he says to her, hachi v'achahava, he told her the maisa, he told her what happened, a pretty lady walked by, and I got excited. So maisa, amrlay, so she says, anahavia, it was me, I was just dressing up to see why you were asking for the etzara to stop. Lo ashkech bai, he didn't believe her. Adiyav le siman, until she gave the proper simanim that he actually believed that it was his own wife who was testing him. Amrlay, he says to her, anamia li surak echavne. I was still, even though it was you, and nothing wrong, my hirum were correct, and they weren't that bad in the end of the day, but still they were bad, because I didn't know it was you. So therefore I had kavana for something aser. So ko yomav she also tzadik, that the rest of his life for this individual, for Rabbi Chiya, he fasted every single day until finally he died. Bosamis, in that very death of fasting. The sign of the Baraita tells us that Isha hefarim v'Hashem yislach lo, that a woman, that a man, her man, Isha, with a hey at the end, that her husband was hefer, was made for her nether. She took upon herself a nazir, and the husband was made for it, the nazir doesn't exist. Hashem still is yislach lo, still has to give her slicha. But why? The husband was made for it. There's no naziris. She was allowed to drink wine. The Makas of Medaber, what's the pasuk referring to? Bisha Shenadra Benazir, Vishama Baila Vehefir Love, Vehilo Yada Shehefir Love. Where she took upon herself a Naziris, the husband heard it was made for it, but she didn't know that he was made for it, so she thought she was a Nazira and went ahead and she drank wine. So, Hilo Yada Shehefir Labaila Vehaisa Shosayan, she would drink wine in Matam the Mason. So even though she did nothing wrong because she really wasn't a Nazir, but she thought she was doing something wrong, therefore she needs Slicha. So Gemara says something interesting, that Rabbi Kiva, whenever a Biki would get to this pasuk, have a bechi, he would cry. And Amar would say the following: Ma mishin is kavin leechol baser chazir, v'ala biyada baser tle. Person who had intention of eating pig, but instead was lucky to have kosher meat. Amar Torah tzricha kapara. The Torah requires kapara v'slicha. So mishin is kavin leechol baser chazir, v'ala biyada baser chazir. Person who tries to eat pig and actually does eat pig violates an iser. Alachas kam b'kama. How much more so does he need greater slicha mechila? Similarly, the Gemara says, "Ata Omer lo yada v'ashim v'nasa avona." A person doesn't know if he did something wrong, but he still has to bring a guilty offering, a karban ashim. Kishaya Rabbi Kiva Omer Magila Pasuk Zed. When Rabbi Kiva would get to this pasuk, Hayaboche would cry. Ama Mishin is kavin lechel shuman. He intended on eating kosher fats. V'alo biyado chelev and had accidentally asher fats chelev. Amr Torah lo yada, and the Torah says he doesn't know v'ashim v'nasa avona. He has to bring a karban. Mishin is kavin lechol chaylev. V'ala biyado chaylev. A guy tried to eat chaylev and actually did eat chaylev. How much more so? Achas v'kama v'kama. So to hear, that was the case. Rabbi Chiya intended on doing something wrong. Even though he did nothing wrong, he still requires slicha mechila v'kapar. Isi ben Yehuda omer v'lo yada v'ashim v'nasa avona al davar zeh yudavu ko adavim. This pasuk, when they will get to it, all those who are mitzar, everyone who gets this pasuk should have tsar, should be troubled by this pasuk of if a person who did something, doesn't know if he did something wrong, requires slicha, how much more so all of us who do many things wrong. Okay, the Gemara says now the two dots quotes from the Mishnah. Mitzyached adam im imo. A person, a man, is allowed to have yichud with his mother. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asi, Mitzyached adam im achoso. He's also allowed to have yichud with his sister. Vidar im, and he could also live with his mother, v'im bito, and live with his daughter. So what's the difference of Yichud was permitted with the sister, but he can't live with his sister? He can only live with his mother or his daughter. Rashi says, Mitzyached im achoso leprakim, on occasion. But aval eno dar tamid biyichud etzal bivayis, you can't live with her. Only living with the mother or daughter is permitted, but living with the sister is not permitted. The person can't bunk up with his sister and they'll share an apartment in the city together, that's not allowed.
So you can Yichud
with the sister? Yichud permitted, but not living with his sister. Living's aser.
But it's not yichud only with father and mother. It's permitted.
Yichud. No. We're having, there's another heter. Mother, father, right. Parents and children are permitted. And now there's another heter of yichud also permitted with the sisters and brothers. But only yichud. But living, you could obviously live with your parents and your children, but you cannot live with your sister alone.
And that's halacha.
Halacha, yeah. Kiyamer kamed de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, Amar Isali Sachidim Kalarayas Shabbatara. It's also to have Yichud with all the Arayas, Vafil im Behema. To have a person live in the apartment with a dog, with a cat, that would be an Isser of Yichud as well. So the Gemara says, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Misyachid Adam im Imo, Bimbito, Vyashini Mahim Bikir Basar. So we see it's permitted. Shmuel said across the board it's Asr. All Arayas, even parents and children. But the Mishnah clearly says that it's permitted with a mother and a child. So you have to Shmuel. This is an unanswerable question of Shmuel. Shmuel is an Amara. He can't argue on a Mishnah. Amalecha Shmuel. Shmuel responds back, Ulatameich, wait a second. According to your reasoning, hold the sign of the Brisa that teaches us, Achosa v'chamosa v'shar kol arayas shebetorah ein misachin imahim, el beidim, that a sister and a mother-in-law is, and all the arayas is aser, unless there's the edim, be'edim in shlo be'edim lo, but without edim it's all aser. So we said above that yichud with a sister is permitted, and here the Brisa with a sister is not permitted. There seems to be a little steer of what's permitted, what's not permitted. So Gemara says, Ela tonight, it's really machlokas tonight. The son of the Brisa teaches us that Amar Rabbi Meir, his haru bi, mevle biti. Warn me about my daughter. Don't allow me, says Rabbi Meir, to be yichud with my daughter. Which is, by the way, interesting that Rabbi Meir and the Amar Aleph was the one who was mislotes al ovi avera. He was didn't understand why people had such lack of self-control. Here he was saying, please protect, make sure I'm not with my daughter alone. We don't pass him like this. Amar Rabbi Tarfon says, his haru bi mevne kalasi. You should protect me from my own daughter-in-law. So Ligla Valav Osa Tamar, the Tamar is making fun of him, Rabbi Tarfon, you're going to be choshish on your daughter-in-law. Amar Rabbi Abo, Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Ben Gamliel, Lohayu, Yomim Muatim, Ache Nichshal Osa Tamar, Bechaboso. It wasn't too long afterwards that this particular Tamar who made fun of Rabbi Tarfon, he himself was Nichshal with his own mother-in-law. Warsa Filo and Behema. We see, even with an animal would be also to have Yichud. So Baye Mechlala Mekula Davra, when Abai would go learn out in the fields by himself, he would make sure that all the animals left the field so there was no problems of Yichud. Rav Sheshis Ma'avrele Mata, he would take all the animals and carry them over the bridge so there's no Yichud where he was learning in the field. Rav Chanan Min Harda Ikle Le Rav Kana Le Pum Nara, he's once sitting on the, he met Rav Kana on the riverbanks, and Chazud Yosef Kagaris, he saw Rav Kana was sitting and learning, V'kaima Behema Kama, and there's an animal standing next to him, V'yichud. So Amr Leis, he says to him, Lo Savar Le Ma'ar Afilu Behema, Rav Kana doesn't hold of the Isser of being alone with an animal. I wasn't paying attention. I was so engrossed in my learning, I didn't realize the animal was standing right next to me. Amar Rava, Rava says, Misyachid Adam im Shtei Yivamos. A person is allowed to have Yichud with two Yivamos, which means two sister-in-laws, because they don't get along with each other. There's no chashash of any Yichud with those two. Im Shtei Tzaros, two co-wives, it's permitted as well, of someone else's co-wives, not his own co-wives. And im Yishav HaChamos, permitted to be with his wife and his mother-in-law, there's no problem of Yichud. His wife and her mother-in-law, meaning his own mother, or perhaps even someone else's wife, I guess another woman, and her mother-in-law, there's no problem of, they're obviously not going to get along with each other, their daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. And im isha ubas baila, and he can be b'yichud with a woman and her stepdaughter, they don't get along either. Im isha v'tinokes, and another heter, which is very, very important heter, a woman and a child, she yodas tam bia vein moser atan labia. She understands what bia means, but will never give herself over for bia. She's not old enough. She's not mature enough for that yet. And that's, by the way, the heter. If something was going on, people would be uncomfortable having bia in front of them. That's the heter if there's ever a chupas nida, where husband and wife were to get married and there's nida. So if there's nida, they're not allowed to have yichud with each other. There's an issur of nida with a yichud, even though your own wife. The only time it's mutter is if there's once before bia. Once there's once been bia before, then you can be yichud with your wife when she's a nida. But this case, when she's a chupas nida, where there's never bia yet because they got married and she was nida, so they didn't have bia yet, so how could they have yichud? So what do you do? Have her go back to her parents' house the night of the wedding, and he goes back to his parents' house the night of the wedding? That's a busha for them. That's very embarrassing for them. So what they do is, they stay somewhere, and they have a young girl or a young boy sleep in the same room. The young boy doesn't really know what's going on, per se. But this way, that guarantees that nothing is going on. There's no isra, there's no yichud taking place. This is the heter that they use. Higdila ze yashin b'kusa. If they get older, or should we... 7:37. Should we stop here? Tomorrow's daf is a little bit shorter.
Okay.
Let's stop here, and then are we going to make a siyum? It's a shaila.
I have again first thing that, but I don't know if you provide.
Okay.